A Muddy Hole by Powered by Tea. As all ponies in the tight-knit community of Ponyville knew, I liked helping my friends. Yes, indeedy, it was pretty much what I'm all about. Why, hadn't there been that one time when the mayor had organized a big old fuss of a thanks for saving the town, AJ, ceremony where my friends had been practically falling all over each other just to say how helpful I was? Yes, sirree, there darn well had been. So no surprises at all that there I was helping out a friend, right? Because I was the kind of pony who was always happy to... it was too much. Applejack, came the voice of the pony on the receiving end of my helpfulness. Do you mind? This is no laughing matter. With a little effort, I managed to get the giggles under control. But there was no way in Equestria I was going to stop smirking. Not at this. Yep, today's Hoof Social was going to be one for the books. You just go on right ahead, Rarity. Don't mind me. So apparently Rarity and Sweetie had some kind of falling out yesterday, and now Sweetie was flat out not talking to her sister. Real proper, Applejack, please tell my not-sister that so-and-so-and-so business. While I reckon Sweetie Belle would get over it eventually, Rarity had seemed mighty serious about making amends, which was actually pretty admirable of her in my book. So I, being the helpful pony that I was, had stayed up late last night planning out the details of a way for Rarity to make it up to Sweetie Belle. We'd come up with a pretty good plan if I do say so myself, and I was sure it would bring Rares and Sweetie back together in no time. But, and here was the thing, it somehow involved Rarity jumping into a big old pit of mud! Ha ha! It had been a joke suggestion, see? Last night, a little after the fillies had gone to bed and my supply of being a good big sister advice was beginning to run dry, Rarity had an epiphany. Real dramatic epiphany, Rarity being Rarity. She would run with her sister in tomorrow's race after all. Next problem was that Sweetie was not even talking to Rares. So how was that gonna happen? Well, that had dampened spirits for a while until I had idly commented that ponies who fell in the pit always came out unrecognizable because of the mud. And so perhaps she could try that. Instead of an immediate dismissal, or perhaps even an angry rise from Rarity, who had been entirely too somber that evening to be any fun, she responded with a hesitant, Do you really think that'll work? Well, shoot, I hadn't been expecting that. Long story short, Prissy Unicorn now stood by the icky mud, brought here by the folly of her own hoof. I'd reckon I'd let her live it down eventually. A year at most. Two on the inside. Rarity reached out with a tentative hoof, letting it hover over the surface a moment before drawing it back like the pit was full of snakes. She was done up all fancy as always, mane curled and styled, her various mysterious powders applied, and, well, damn. Primer, foundation, powder, blush, highlights presumably, with mascara for the eyelashes and a sheeting agent for her coat. Eyeshadow and eyeliner, too. I always felt a little embarrassed knowing about those words. Oh, yeah, before I forget, I got you a snorkel. I flashed her an innocent grin. Excuse me, snorkel? Well, unless you're planning some kind of high-flutin' unicorn magic to help you breathe. I reached back and pulled a brand new snorkel out of my saddlebags with my teeth. It was pink, lime green, and bright blue. About Rarity's size. That's why I selected it, because it looked about her size. Certainly not because of the clashing colors, no sir. I gave it a waggle for good measure. You're gonna need this. With a flick of my neck, I flung the snorkel at Rarity, who caught it in her magic. There it hovered, slightly further than poof lengths away. It's that deep? Sugar Cube, you're gonna have to lay down and duck your head under if this is gonna work. You want me to put my head under that? Rarity exclaimed, eyes widening. As in, all the way under? I glanced at the pit, then back to Rarity. Well, I do believe you're gonna have to, because in case you haven't noticed, I'm orange. And I think the game would be well and truly given away if my head suddenly turned white. Just think of all the bits you'll save on spa mud. Facial mask, supplied a helpful part of my noggin. I told that part to shut up. Sometimes being willfully ignorant on certain topics was hard work, I tell you. Right, of course, said Rarity, who stretched her hoof out again, shying just short of the surface. She was really out of sorts today. I've been hoping to provoke some sort of bickering, or an argument or something. Well, you might as well just get on with it.
Yes, just give me a minute. I need a moment to prepare myself, mentally.
Prepare mentally?
What in the name of all things pony did she need to prepare mentally for? Well, Rarity could be a mite strange at the best at times, and that was the truth. I stepped back to give her some space, but all she did was keep staring at the mud. When she eventually leaned forward, my grin grew, and I was ready to savor the moment. But she just skittered back again. Look, Rarity, we don't have a lot of time. Granny's gonna start the race soon, and I need to get back to our sisters before I'm missed. Just because Sweetie and Bloom were only 2/3 of the Cutie Mark Crusaders didn't mean I want them loose and unsupervised for too long. The Crusaders had been fairly well behaved lately, which to my thinking meant they were due for a disaster any day now. And when it came, I didn't want it happening anywhere near the farm for a change. Rarity just continued her staring contest with the muck, acknowledging me only with a nod. Her barrel rose and fell as she took a few deep breaths. Ugh, I really should have seen this coming.
Now, why wouldn't she just jump in the mud like she said she would? It wasn't hard. I mean, I could sort of get Rarity's usual desire to avoid dirt. Putting on all those cosmetics was work, and I could understand a pony not wanting to spoil done work, but Rarity knew what she was doing today. Sure, all that makeup and styling must have taken at least an hour, but that was her own fault for putting it on in the first place. Why had she even bothered?
I was getting impatient, so I took a step back. The muck ain't gonna hurt you, Rarity, just watch. With my best, yee-haw! I let past Rarity at full gallop to land right smack dab in the middle of the mud. It was thick and gooey, just the right mixture of dirt and water, and came right up to my chest.
Eww!
Rarity jumped away from the droplets that splashed in her direction. She quickly inspected her flanks. For dirt, I supposed.
Applejack, you nearly splashed me!
Tarnation, Rarity, you're going in here anyway!
What I meant to say is, even though I may well intend to get messy myself in a moment's time, it isn't very nice to splash mud at another pony.
I clambered out. Rarity even backed away from me as I did so. See, Rarity, I'm fine. It don't hurt at all.
I could see that, Applejack. I know dirt does not actually hurt ponies. I am not a simpleton.
Well then, what's the problem?
It's just... I...
Rarity's face scrunched up and her expression looked... pained?
Come on, Rarity, it's just a little mud. Me and Big Mac get muddy all the time.
Images of the unsupervised Crusaders somehow managing to innocently burn down one of my barns filled my head. I was itching to get back.
Sure, your mane's gonna get spoiled, but it don't really matter that much.
I... Before I could react, Rarity turned with her head down and retreated at a full gallop. I squeezed my eyes shut and buried my head in a fetlock. Why did that pony have to go and make everything so darn complicated? After a few deep breaths, I opened my eyes and was greeted by the sight of the mud. I looked up. The sun was high in the sky, the stalls were nearly set up, and colorful bunting was hung all across the acres. Already, little knots of ponies were wandering over to the track. Across the way, Mac was busy setting up the stage. He waved as he caught my eye, so I waved back. Neither Apple Bloom nor Sweetie Belle were anywhere to be seen. I looked back down at the mud. It was, as I'd observed, a perfect mix of muck and water. You had to really work to get it right. Not so thin as to just be brown water, and not so thick that a pony wouldn't sink in and get properly covered. At least one pony fell in every year, and watching whoever it was clamber out, coat all covered in mud, was part of the fun. Always smiles all around they were. It did smell a little, now that I thought about it. Runoff from the fields probably got mixed in somehow, but that didn't make it dangerous. I reached forward with a hoof and touched the surface. There was a little grass sod that had managed to hold together, and over there some of last year's still rotting leaves that had floated up to the surface. In fact, maybe we should have given it all another mix or two, because there were still quite a few lumps to tell the truth. Sure it ain't pleasant, but it'll wash off. Shaking my head, I turned and noticed, to my surprise, that Rarity hadn't gone far. Only as far as Josh and Marcel, a pair of nearby apple trees. Against my better judgment, I decided to give it a second go. I trotted over to where Rarity sat in Marcel's shade, hunched over and facing the trunk. Her choice of company was appropriate, really. I'd always considered Marcel to be the kind of tree that liked to put on airs.
Look, Sugar Cube.
Rarity swung her head around.
Oh, hello, Applejack.
A moment passed in which Rarity got to her hooves.
As she did so, she straightened her tail with a flick of her back legs while also adjusting her mane. She didn't seem to notice what she was doing. Rares, whatever I was gonna say was silenced. Rarity was an expressive pony, and her face hosted hundreds of facades. But now I was seeing that rarest of Rarity's faces, sincerity.
I don't think I can do it,
was all she said. Her voice was soft, quiet, and so very unlike Rarity, gone even with some of her upper-class diction. What do you mean you can't do it?
Just that. I don't think I could do it, Applejack.
Look, Rarity, I know this ain't easy for you, but... I was struggling to come up with some pep talk. I moved to put a comforting hoof on Rarity's shoulder, but thought better of it. Probably not a good idea right now, what with me being covered in muck and all. Now, I know you put a lot of effort into always looking your best, but Sweetie will really appreciate you doing this for her. So do it for her. What do you say? I put on my best encouraging smile. The result was not the one I had hoped for. If anything, Rarity looked even more dejected.
I know this is for Sweetie. The only reason I'm even considering this is for Sweetie. It's just, when I actually try to go through with it, I just can't.
I remained silent. I wanted to reply, to tell Rarity that dirt wouldn't be a problem if she would just stop being so prissy for 1 second. But something told me to listen instead.
You've probably been wondering about the makeup, haven't you?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but... Rarity looked away.
It just didn't feel right to go out without something on. I'd feel wrong all day if I didn't. I don't know how you do it.
She gestured at my mud-soaked flanks.
When I look at that pit, all I can see is that mud clinging to my coat, working its way between my hairs until it gets to my skin and...
Then it's all over me! And I know with enough washing it'll just come off, but... I want my sister back, and all I have to do is get a little dirty, that's all. I thought I could do it, but it turns out I really can't. What does that say about me?
I cleared my throat while trying to think of what to say. You know, my hooves seem pretty interesting right now. I'll probably have to hose those down before picking up Bloom and Sweetie. On the other side of the field, Granny Smith was hobbling to where Mac had set up the little raised stage area. I watched her climb slowly into a rocking chair. This was silly. Rarity was just being Rarity, and if she just listened to reason for one apple-bucking moment, she'd see that she was making a big fuss over nothing, and then I remembered a time not so long ago, apologizing for not taking the fears of another pony seriously to a pair of impossibly old, knowing eyes. They had been disappointed, but they were also forgiving eyes, too. It made me want to try just a little bit harder, to be just a little bit better of a pony. We'd all written our first genuine bona fide letter to the princess back then, and what had it said? You can't step in the mud, I said. It was not a question.
I can't step in the mud, Rarity echoed. I just can't.
Rarity, I reckon I owe you an apology. I didn't realize dirt was so... I struggled for a word. Bad? Terrifying? Terrifying dirt? I still didn't understand, but that didn't make it not true either.
Oh, no. I'm being the silly pony here.
I almost laughed. The pair of us were flank to flank, doing our best not to look at each other. This kind of talk was awkward enough for the both of us. Look, Rarity, you don't have to do this, you know. Sure, Sweetie's mighty mad at you right now, but she'll come around eventually. That's what sisters do. You'll see. Just say you're sorry when she does, and next time try not to make the same mistakes. There's no need to put yourself through all this. I stopped looking at the grass and glanced around to see how this was being taken.
No, Applejack. That is not acceptable. It's not acceptable that not getting a little money is apparently more important than my own sister. I won't have it.
Look, there are probably other ways you could do this.
No, I said I won't have it!
Rarity fixed me with an intense stare.
I want you to do me a favor.
Rarity turned her back to me, straightened her spine, held her head high, and closed her eyes.
Throw me in the pit.
Say what?
I want you to throw me in the pit,
Rarity repeated, eyes still shut.
You're stronger than me. I want you to grab me.
And no matter what I say or do, I want you to get me in that pit.
I looked from Rarity to the pit, then back to Rarity. As I did, my imagination conjured up slimy brown gunk that wrapped itself around me, working its way through my hairs until I felt I was suffocating. The rotten leaves from last year got stuck in my mane, and the stench of the field worked its way deep into my nostrils. Rarity, I ain't throwing you in there if it's gonna hurt you.
Mud isn't gonna hurt me. You said it yourself.
Rarity!
Applejack! We've been friends for a while now. I need you to do this for me. I need you to be my bravery for me, because I'm not brave enough myself. Just do it!
I stared at the rigid form of the other mare, silent for a moment. Okay, then. I'll do it. Steeling myself, I ducked my head and charged, aiming to hook my neck under Rarity's barrel. A tiny, high-pitched squeal escaped from her as I threw her over my back. The next few seconds passed in a blur of flailing limbs and motion as I struggled back towards the pit as fast as I could manage. Rarity didn't actively try to throw herself off, but she did struggle in a panic and uncoordinated way. To my surprise, she didn't use any magic or even say anything, but I sure got kicked twice, hard enough to leave bruises. We reached the pool and with a heave, I threw her in. I couldn't look. I tore my hat off and hid behind it. After a second or two, the splashing and the whimpers stopped. Cautiously, I peered over the top of my hat. In the middle of the pool was a vaguely pony-shaped mound of brown sludge. A heartbeat later, two large blue eyes appeared. It lifted a shaking foreleg above the surface for inspection. You all right, Rarity? I asked, still mostly behind my hat.
Why, yes, Applejack, came the response after a moment. I do believe so. It is, after all, only a little mud. In fact, now that I'm here, it doesn't seem so bad after all.
You sure?
Yes, Applejack. I'm fine.
Well, glad to hear it. That was a relief. I knew Rarity well enough to know that if she was back to being stubborn as a mule, she had to at least be mostly all right, and that would be good enough for now. Looking mighty fine there, partner.
Laugh if you must, but with a little effort, perhaps I shall figure out a way to pull this look off. You, on the other hand, look like a haystack, as always.
Ha 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 ha. Yep, stubborn as a mule. She'll be just fine. Rarity's mud-covered flanks and hindquarters appeared as she got to all fours.
Well, I suppose I shall just wait here until it's time.
I reached back into my saddlebags again to retrieve the second item she'd be needing. Here, you're gonna need this, I said, flicking an old battered Stetson in Rarity's direction. It caught on Rarity's horn and dropped neatly to her head. Ha, still got it. Those large blue eyes blinked through the mat of mud.
Applejack, you have more than one of those?
Don't go spreading that around, you hear? I got me a reputation to keep up. Anyway, here's the...
Oh, no.
Rarity cut me off, eyeing the snorkel.
Just because I am sitting here, covered in filth, wearing a Stetson, does not mean I cannot have standards. There are lines I simply will not cross.
Sugar cube. Those eyes vanished again as a hoof was raised. Somehow, the pony-shaped pile of mud managed to look like it was holding its nose in the air.
Do not forget, Applejack, that I am a unicorn. Just do your part this afternoon and don't worry about me not being seen.
A blue-tinted white glow appeared near Rarity's forehead, visible despite being hidden by the hat.
Oh, and Applejack, Rarity said, pausing in the middle of the spell. Not a word of this to Sweetie or any of the others, you hear?
The glowing rapidly crescendoed in brilliance, causing me to have to blink. When I was able to see again, all that was left was the muddy hole. The clumps of sod floating on the mud appeared completely undisturbed.
Huh.
Well, it was probably best to leave the unicorn stuff to the unicorns. Rarity would be in there somewhere, and it was best not to think too hard about exactly where. I hear you, Rares. Don't worry. My lips are sealed.
With a chuckle, I broke off into a canter back towards the homestead to hose myself down. Yep, helping my friends. That's basically what I'm all about.
And so the story comes to an end. I do hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed reading it. And of course, a big thank you to Powered by T for writing it. Fine chap that he is. Tune in next time, whenever I get it done, and we'll have ourselves a lovely toast. Until then, my friends...